I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holtis with your game preview for the Chiefs' second preseason game against the Seattle Seahawks. Mitch, in the first game, notice the first team offense, offensive line. Going into this game, there's going to be a couple of new faces with guys that are going to get an opportunity.
Well, let's just be honest. The team's dealing with some injuries in the offensive line, most notably a tackle. So Andy Reid believes in the next man up there. And so you're going to get some opportunities for younger guys. Got some other veterans, a guy like Derek Sherrod, former first-round draft pick of the Packers, is trying to get his career up and running again. And then, to me, intriguing is Donald Stevenson. Throughout training camp, he's getting another chance. And he's had to rep at right offensive tackle, left offensive tackle. In this game, he may have to do both. Who knows?
For the offense in general, against the Arizona Cardinals first team, Coach Reid said they struggled a little bit, that they were sloppy. What do you want to see from them as far as execution and being smooth in this game against Seattle, which got a pretty good defense?
Well, first of all, you're going up against Seattle, which has led the NFL for three consecutive years in scoring defense. So when it's ones-on-ones, it's a tough task. People need to realize how good that 24-20 win over the Seahawks was last year. I think they've only lost on the road five times in the last 2 years. But you would like to see them completing drives. Perfect would be a 12-play, 80-yard drive for a touchdown, but that's easier said than done against the Seahawks.
One thing that the Chiefs were very good at last year, they didn't give up a completion over 50 yards, no 300-yard passer. Against Arizona, they gave up the big play. What do you want to see from that defensive group in order for them to see the kind of success that we got used to seeing them have last year?
Well, the 57-yard play to Ellington last week was one that got your attention because of the very things you said. And then I would say the Chiefs have been one of the hardest teams, much like the Seahawks, to score on. Even if you get into the red zone, had a sudden change last week, they held the Cardinals to a field goal after the interception. But goal to go. They were the best team in the league last year, the Chiefs defense. But they allowed, the Cardinals got in to score. If they do get in the scoring zone, hold them to a three or a zero, it'd be nice to get another takeaway from the ones.
And Mitch, I know that there's a couple of familiar faces in Seattle, one who just signed this past week, and Jake Waters and Tyler Lockett. It's going to be interesting to see those guys out of Arrowhead.
Well, Tyler Lockett put on a show last week against Denver. Let's be honest, 103-yard kickoff return. He had another long return that he almost broke for a score. A nice punt return. His dad played for the Chiefs. Tyler's hair is going to be on fire a little bit. I think it's a great challenge for Dave Tobe and the Chiefs coverage units because Tyler's a special player now. People that are around this area know that. And so that's a real challenge. But I would put it on the other side, too, for the Chiefs to get something going in their return game. The Chiefs have been so good on special teams the last 2 years, dominant at times. But I think Dave and his crew face a special challenge this week because it was a point of emphasis for the Seahawks. They think for them to get over the hump and try to get back to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, they must be better in the return game. And with Tyler Lockett, at least for a week, it looks like they've improved.
Absolutely. A lot of big storylines to follow in this game. You can catch the game on KCTV5, or you can listen to Mitch on the radio, or better yet, do both. Listen to Mitch on the radio, watch us on TV. We'll see you there. KCChiefs.com, Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.